Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
All right, show is over for today. We keep the mics up and either talk about things that have just inspired us or things we missed. And we can do this. We talked a bit about Amy's spine and back, and you're having issues.
Yeah.
And so people are commenting on your Instagram that you fell at the airport back in the day on ice. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh.
And that may be the root of all of this.
I know. And I never did anything about it.
You didn't sue, which I'm not a litigious fellow myself. Never
sued
anybody.
Me neither. That's the problem.
But tell the listeners what happened.
So I got out of my Uber. I was meeting you for a flight, and you're already there. So I was in my own Uber, got out, and literally right when my foot hit the ground, there was ice. And then I fell back. I guess it was in a car that had one of those running boards, too. So I slipped, hit my back, and it like all the way down. Like my spine was like down the where the door would close, and then again on
the
stair.
All the way down your body. Yeah,
so it's like it hit it twice, and then boom, I hit the ground. And for one, it was embarrassing. For two, it hurt. And I had to go to the airport, like, medical center, and the police officer there helped me. They bandaged me up because I was bleeding. And then the police officer gave me his card and was like, hey, if you decide to do anything, just let me know. Like, I'm a witness, sort of. And I was like, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. I'm not really going to do anything. I mean, what are they going to do? Name the airport after me? Maybe. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Because it was dangerous. They should have had that salted off or blocked off or, like, warning there's ice. Because it didn't look like, it looks like nothing. And I got out of the Uber right where the drop-off was supposed to be, and I slipped.
Well, I'm looking at the picture on Instagram from back in the day. And this is the text that you send. You go, hey, I'll be there soon. Because I'm like, where are you? In the airport.
You're you were waiting at the gate.
You're like, I'll be there soon. I fell on ice. Policeman taping my back. And I forgot my ID to fly, but they're letting me. And I wrote, what in the world? And then she wrote, and then Mike D wrote, that's the most Amy thing I've ever read. And then I wrote, hashtag, that's Amy.
Yep.
And then there she is. And she's got a big old bandage on her back. So that could have been why you're messed up?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I can't remember when this pain, I feel like I've had this pain for about a year and a half. And when I think about it, that was probably, when was that? I don't know. Maybe I've had a year and a half. I think it was a year and a half ago. Lines up.
But did the chiropractor notice anything like that in the x-rays?
No, I mean, he doesn't know what he feels like. I have some issues there, but unless you tell him, you have to list what were your falls. And, like, if you've had a car accident.
Are you taking medication? Are you taking pain pills or anything?
No.
Oof,
because, again, mine is,
those.
No, I'm not going to. It could get to that point, but I just, it's livable. I can still live life. I just live life with that chronic pain.
Like, that stinks, like, man.
Mm-hmm. It's like I always feel it, but it's not, I'm not complaining because, like, some people have, they can't get out of bed type pain every day. Mine is just like, oh, my back is irritated every day. So and it's getting worse, so I've got to figure it out. And then this is, now people are reminding me, oh yeah, I remember that time you fell at the airport. And I'm like, ugh, because my chiropractor bill is not cheap.
Yeah. Well, it's something you're dealing with every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like my butt.
Mm-hmm. Similar.
It hurts all the time because I ripped the inside of my butt and had to go to the doctor. Here's my struggle. Do I put a glove on when I put the cream on? Because I do, because I have to have cream I have to put in my butt.
Yeah, you do.
I put a glove on, but then I can't really feel where the tear is because I got a glove on my hand.
I feel like with the glove, you can still get it.
Not
in that
really.
Area.
In the area, I just kind of slap it up there. Like,
yeah, that's what you should do.
And I don't know if it's healing yet. She said it'd take like 4 to 6 weeks. But it's chronic too, because every time I use the bathroom,
it is. Yeah.
Re-injures itself. So I'm trying to not eat that much food.
No, that's not going to help.
Liquid only.
Okay.
Liquid mostly. Liquid half more than normal.
So like, what is it?
More
now
liquid
you're
than
like,
normal.
Keto liquid half.
More liquid than normal. Than normal. But
what are you eating?
It's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about your back. That stinks.
Well, then I'm sorry about your butthole.
Yeah.
What on earth?
She is sorry about my butthole.
I am.
Just hearing her say those
really
words.
Bad.
Yeah.
It is like a thing. We were both texting each other one day last week, like talking about it.
We were sending a picture back. Oh, really? I sent a picture of my butthole.
Well, no, you didn't, but it's just one of those things where it's like, ugh, getting old. Either of these things can happen at any age, so, but still.
I was on my Instagram. I did a poll on my Insta story. I was like, hey, what segments do you love? What segments do you hate? And people love the draft still. And we're going to go to 10 before we do it to once a week. After the winter hits, I think we'll probably just draft once a week Right now we're doing two a week, Tuesday and Thursday. So once we get a champion with the championship belt, whoever that is, I still have to order a belt. Make that, Mike, we make a note. I need to order a championship belt for this.
That's going
to
be awesome.
Morgan Embert, who's dominating the series, too. Yeah, that's all you want to do is laugh?
No, every time I say something, I'm either criticized that I did something bad with them or I'm made fun of, so I just don't talk.
Okay. Well, but that's the most popular. A few people didn't like it, but most people love the drafts because they like to play along and see where theirs would fall, and they play at home a lot. There's turned into an at-home version of this game. The game that people didn't like that much is the news real or fake?
Mm-hmm.
So Mike and I had a talk. We've eliminated that game from our arsenal.
Okay.
So I do listen. I do pay attention. So I appreciate everybody. I do this poll sometimes. Like, hey, what do you think? And so, quick way for research. Radio station's paying $100,000 for research. I just get on Instagram.
They'll tell you.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do tell you. Medical advice, whatever you need. Whatever you need. Eddie's kids are sick.
They're all sick.
You want to do good dad or bad dad? Tell the story.
Well, I mean, I feel like I've maybe learned this from Bobby a little bit, but it's just that it's very important for me not to be sick for this job because literally if I come in coughing, sniffing or whatever, Bobby's like, go home.
I don't say it like that. I just say, hey, you should go home.
Okay, but you can't come to work. And my kids, they're all sick from my 11-year-old to the baby. I mean, the baby's got snot in his nose 24/7. All my kids are coughing. So when I get home, I kind of just go to my room and not hang out with them at all. Like I used to play baseball with them and play basketball in the kitchen. We got a little Nerf basketball thing. We used to play games or whatever. Now I can't afford to get sick. So I'm just ignoring them all day.
Good dad or bad dad, Amy? Because he's got to come to work and pay the bills, but he's not being with the kids. Good dad, bad dad.
You can do like I did, and you put one of those surgical masks on to hang out with your kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Good dad or bad dad? Is he good dad or bad dad?
Bad dad.
Lunchbox, really? Good dad or bad dad?
Terrible dad, dude. Who cares? Your kids are sick. You got to hang out with your kids.
When your baby was sick, you ignore their call so you could keep napping?
No, I took a nap, but I still went and got my kid and hung out with my kid. I just took a nap first. I don't completely ignore him. So if I'm a bad dad, then you're a terrible dad.
Well, I have actually, now that I think on it, I quarantined my daughter once.
You did send her up to the room.
But that was for the rest of the family. And then we got the face masks and it solved the issue. We could all hang out. Because, I mean, people pointed out to me that quarantining her wasn't nice. But I'm with you. Like, we can't get sick. But also, you also need to be a dad. I mean, your wife just has to get sick? She has to be around.
Yeah, but she doesn't have a job. I mean, her job is being there with the kids. She doesn't have a boss that says, you can't come in. No, what I'm saying, she doesn't have a boss that says, you coughing, you can't come into work.
Yeah, because I don't want you to get everybody else sick.
Correct. I get your rule. So I can't risk it. So I'm like, sorry, boys.
You want to know, there's another show that is, speaking of rules. So if you come in late on this show, you just go home. You don't do the show. It's like, if you can't respect the other members of the show who got here on time, then you should just go home. Unless there is an issue where a kid is sick or a car accident and you call way ahead of time. There's no calling 10 minutes ahead and being like, oh, I'm going to be late. My whole family's gone missing.
If you get pulled over, that's...
What's the deadline?
Well, it just depends. We have a time set. And if you're 1 second late, you're disrespecting everybody else on the show.
See? No, I mean for the excuse. You know how, like, is it,
you know,
is
when
it
you
an
know,
hour?
When you know, you know. You know? It's just a gut feeling.
Okay.
It's just a conversation.
All right.
So, Carla Marie and Anthony are friends in Seattle. I sat with them at iHeartRadio Music Festival, and they were having some issues with people being late on their show. They're like, how do you handle it? I was like, well, somebody not coming in on time, not just disrespecting you, they're disrespecting the other people who showed up there on time. Everybody else has put in their effort to get there, and they feel like they're not part of the rules. And so I just send them home. Send them home. And so they started doing that.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry.
What I told them was,
not my
I
favorite.
Said, you are in charge of your own culture. So if everyone come in loose and that's as long as it's consistent, who cares? If the rules are loose and everybody gets there and the rule is just beer when the show starts, then as long as you're consistent with those rules, rock and roll. But if you want people to be on time, but you're also allowing them to be late sometimes, that's not consistency. You can't do that. That's not fair to even the people that you're the boss of because they don't even know what they're being bossed about. So I said, if you want to change the culture, you have to be the changer. I said, this is the rule, and if it doesn't happen, we move on. So they got a text. They sent someone home today.
Oh, already? Uh-huh. That's awesome.
No, it's awful.
They had to do it already, though. That's crazy.
And here's the thing. Nobody's late around here. Is anybody late around here?
Not in a while.
Like, if you showed up 15 minutes late, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't even get in my car and come.
But I would just feel like you weren't disrespecting me. You're disrespecting everybody else on the show. You feel like you're better than them. They have to get on time, but you don't. That's not good.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It took me a good year, 2 years, to kind of get it in my system to be like, all right, you have to leave 45 minutes before work. Like, just have to. Look at it differently.
That's all it is.
You just have to look at it differently. And I do that with everything now. But it took me a good 2 years because my entire life, I lived it where, like, all right, I got 5 minutes. Yeah, I'm good. Take my time to get there. That was my life before this job.
But you're not late anywhere. Raging Idiots, not late, never late.
Anywhere.
Bobby takes such pride in that, Eddie.
I know. But it feels good. Like, I'm not going to lie and say, like, yeah, it's so stupid.
Oh, well, yeah.
It feels good to be on time everywhere.
It doesn't feel good to say.
There's no difference except you just are living your life a little more responsibly.
Yeah.
Because you're worried about what others, what their feelings.
And now when anyone does that to me, like, if I'm going to meet them somewhere and they're 5 minutes late, I'm just like, what's the deal, dude? You disrespecting my time?
You have no empathy after all you've gone through?
Oh. I'm a changed man, Amy.
Boom. Love it. And everybody's late all the time. So I get outside of work. I'm always like, oh, whatever. I just expect people to be late. But like Sharna, my dance partner, Dance with the Stars, she was late all the time. But I knew she was consistently going to be late. So then I'd move the time up because I knew I consistently be late.
Yeah.
So then she'd get the ride at the right time. It's great. Yeah. Great. All right. Check out today's show because we're about to hit play right now. Thank you very much. Here is Thursday's Bobby Bones Show. Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
What do you think of when I grow my facial hair out a little bit?
Looks rustic.
Rustic?
Like furniture?
Because I haven't shaved in a few days.
Yeah, I know. I noticed.
And I had to make the conscious decision because I'm going to do some TV work today. I'm doing a TV satellite tour where you sit in a seat and all the cities just pick your satellite feed up and you get interviewed.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to shave. I'm going to be, as you would say, rustic.
Rustic. I think that's a way to describe a man's look.
Okay. So how do you feel about it?
I like it.
Yes or no?
Ooh, look, rustic, relating to the countryside or rural, made in plain and simple fashion. You're rustic. I like it. I like a little...
Do I look sloppy, though?
No. But there's other aspects, like, I don't know for sure. Like, when your hair is done just right and you got on, like, a good shirt, no.
Okay, but what about now?
If you have your hair messy with a hoodie, maybe.
Yeah. Oh.
Like now.
So I just look, I don't care?
It's like a fine line of like you, it's either like you don't care or you care a lot because this is kind of the style.
Okay. Well, I just kind of wonder, and like I get little patches where it's gray.
Yeah,
Does it age me?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Huh.
You're asking, I'm telling. It's hard for me to be honest because
I didn't ask that
feelings.
Time. No. I didn't ask a time you said you should get Botox.
Oh, gosh.
That just came out of nowhere.
But I didn't
I said,
say
Amy,
it.
Pick a number between 1 and 10. She goes, you need Botox. So that's different.
I didn't say that. I said my friend said that.
That's okay, I said, pick a number 1 to 10. She goes, my friend said you need Botox.
Yeah.
Just asking you, what do you think about it?
I like it.
Should I wear it more or less?
More.
Morgan, number 2, what do you think about it?
I like it for like normal, but for TV, I don't know that it's like the best look to go for. But I like it in like your normal life.
What about TV that's not like American Idol? Like I'm popping around on like morning news stations and afternoon news stations, that kind of stuff.
Rural places.
Is it, even though it's not all rural. So you're saying shave it?
I say still shave it because something could happen, thinking in like the digital world, something could happen and you say something and for some reason it goes viral. That is, would you be okay with how you look?
I think you look great.
Dang,
I think it looks great. Like right now, I just know you and I think.
Okay, so I should shave.
Yes.
Okay, after the show. Okay. You want to do what's the haps? Kind of get the morning started off here?
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
what's the haps?
All right, what's the haps? What's happening? Amy, you're up.
Well, I started Unbelievable, which Morgan number 2 recommended, then you watched, and now I'm on episode 3. So it's crazy. I was watching it during a workout with a friend and we normally listen to music. And I was like, do you mind if I put on this show.
You guys watch it together?
And then, yeah.
While you're working out.
Yes, and my friend was very perplexed by the fact that I was working out to such an intense, deep, dark story. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, it's not really about that. It's just that Bobby and Morgan number two said it's good, so I need to watch it, and I have to multitask.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, like, working out to our fun music, we watched it, and it was intense.
It is intense. About a girl gets assaulted, and then... They don't
Nobody
believe
her.
And then it I happens. Haven't gotten to the final episode yet.
Me neither. But, so I can't, luckily I can't give anything
but
away.
But it's a true story.
True story.
There you go. Hey!
Hey!
What's the hat?
What is your happenings?
Smooth, Amy.
Well, I was looking at Shaq's Instagram, and Shaq and I are both ambassadors for the General Insurance. And Shaq, like, talked about getting in this thing for the Raging Idiots. Here.
Do me a favor. Submit a J-Lo remix for a chance to go to Vegas and see Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. That's right. InterrupteGeneral.com.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow.
Shaq's saying
awesome,
what's up.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
No, and he got it right. Bobby Bones.
He probably did Jones first.
Right.
And I said,
and
Shaq,
cut.
Do it again. Do it again.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, surprise. I didn't know they were doing that. He has, like, 13 million Instagram followers.
Yeah, oh, it's
gosh.
On the main feed,
and he put it
too.
On his Instagram.
Yeah.
Wow, so, did you get so many followers?
No. But you can still get in this competition too, and just sing a jingle any way you want. And we're giving away a trip for you and a friend to come to Vegas. It's a couple nights. It's a whole deal, and to watch the Raging Idiots. So you can go to BobbyBones.com. That's still up, right, Morgan number two?
Yeah, it is.
BobbyBones.com for that. So I saw that, and then I'm still reading Conversations with Strangers, mm-hmm. and it's really good. And it reads pretty easily too. The Malcolm Gladwell book.
Yeah,
just an update. Not finished yet. I'm gonna finish this one. I have a bad habit of just. Getting a book and then being so excited by another book, I run to it. I'm going to finish this one. But I'm having a great time with it.
Good.
I mean, if that's the way to say it.
Yeah.
I am having a great time with it. All right. Hey!
What's the hat?
As Amy would say, Lunchbox, happening what if your life happens?
Oh, Survivor's back. It started last night. Season 39, Island of the Idols. Woo-hoo! I love Survivor.
What's the
Does
twist?
That mean?
So they have two previous players, Boston Rob and I forget what her name is, but she won twice. And they're mentors, so they're on their own island, and people are going to get sent there, and they can give them tips on how to advance in the game and what they would do in certain situations.
So Boston Rob's back on Survivor?
Yeah.
And that guy's made a career out of that, huh?
He does a great job. I mean, making that money, just, hey, hanging out.
Wow. Hey,
one more. What's the hat?
Eddie, what's the hat this morning?
It's been kind of stressful this week because it's been teacher-parent conference week. So we've met with all of my kids' teachers to see how they're doing so far in school. And it was awesome. Like, no complaints. For the first time ever, they said the kids are great. They had a good summer. It looks like they've been studying all summer long and reading all and learning, which isn't the case. But I guess they're pulling it off. And they said that the kids look like they're ready to just take on the year and do really, really good.
Your sons are in what grades?
There's fifth grade, and then there's first grade, and then there's pre-K. My foster kid's in pre-K.
And so, but does he have parent-teacher pre-K?
Yeah, he did. He had a review, too.
Wow.
And his review is different. His review is more like, how's he doing with all the other kids?
Yeah.
Oh, he says he makes friends easily. And
which is a big change.
Yeah. And there's a kid with Down syndrome. He says that he's his best friend.
Really?
Had no idea.
That's good.
Pretty cool.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's the hat?
There you go.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Before we get into today's draft, let me say I'm ashamed of myself.
Why?
Not because I lost, but because I didn't go with my heart. When it came to TV catchphrases, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take full eyes, butt hurts, can't
Clear
lose.
Clear eyes.
Whatever. Yeah,
okay. Don't hate on that. It is a good one.
Yeah. But I'm saying it wasn't me. I just grabbed it. It wasn't
but
me.
But I don't know that that's why you lost.
I should have never chased it.
Okay.
It's on me. I finished last. I'll be setting this one out. Here are the scores overall. Morgan number two is in the lead of the series with 5 wins.
Wow.
Who won yesterday?
Lunchbox
I did.
Won.
Okay.
Amy with 4. Lunchbox and Raymundo with 3, and Eddie and I are pulling up the rear with 2 wins only.
Okay, we have 2. That's all right.
Yeah. So, I'm out of this one. This is Famous John's. And the first pick is Lunchbox today. So, all of this is people named John, very famous John's. With the first pick in the John draft, Lunchbox is going with...
Ooh, number one overall. Got to go with this guy. You know, he's a legend. Give me Johnny Cash.
Ooh,
very good.
Pretty solid. Very, very good.
This heart of mine.
Eddie, in the John draft.
I'm going to go with another John that's a legend. Not that one, but I'm going to go with John Lennon, the Beatle.
Hmm.
The very famous John that everybody likes. Oh, listen to that.
The people.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really wanted Johnny Cash. So John Lennon.
Okay. Morgan, number two, you now have your draft in the famous John.
I'm making this pick kind of for you and me both, since you're not in here. Mr. John Mayer.
Big pick. Big pick. Eddie, I'd probably went Mayer over Lennon.
For sure.
Really?
For
sure.
Yeah. Guys. He was my first round, but I'll just delete him. No? Okay, bye.
See you too. Yeah. We're going down.
Going down.
Raymundo, you have a pick here. Who are you taking in your John draft? Who is your first round pick?
One of the most famous wrestlers of all time, John Cena.
Dang it. He's on my list.
Interesting.
Don't hate it.
He's relevant.
Don't hate it.
Interesting.
Didn't happen, though.
Amy.
I'm going to go with Elton John. What
good
up?
One. I have that on my list.
This is a pretty good solid. Pick. Elton John.
Turn it up. What?
Turn it up.
This is a great song, but where's Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer?
Dang, don't hate the DJ.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so first round picks of famous Johns, Lunchbox Johnny Cash, Eddie John Lennon, Morgan number two, John Mayer.
Woo!
Raymundo John Cena, and Amy Elton John.
Yeah.
All right, we're in the second round of Johns now. Amy, what are you thinking over there, John?
Oh, I'm going John Party.
Oh, solid. Guest tomorrow, yes. Too. He's a guest on the show,
and
John Party.
He's just the best.
Yeah. Good, solid. Solid. Raymundo, back over to you. Which John are you going with?
Pretty easy one here. The most famous book and verse of the Bible, John 3:16.
Oh, my goodness!
Wow!
That's so good!
I didn't even think of it!
Wow! For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He's in there with it!
Wow, Ray just won!
Wow!
With a verse.
Wow, yes! John 3:16!
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, I've been shaken!
Wow! Yes.
Crown him.
Wow!
That is so... Yeah, that's good.
He had a medium-y John Cena pick.
Right, but then he came in with John
3:16.
There's a lot more Johns left.
Wow, Eddie goes John 3:17.
I don't know, but
the next verse. Equally as good.
Solid.
That's
wow.
Good.
Morgan number two, your famous Johns.
Well, we all love him, but most of us love him from The Office. It's John Krasinski.
Okay, pretty solid.
Good.
It's tough. It's like following a kid or an animal, though. You never want to follow a kid or an animal on stage.
I know.
Never want to follow a Bible verse.
Golly.
It's a tough one.
3:16.
Oh, wow. John Krasinski. Play Jim. Good. Eddie.
You guys are thinking too normal.
Okay.
I'm thinking out of the box here. I'm going to go with Long John Silver.
Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, you
terrible.
Tried.
Okay. Terrible.
Is it Long John Silver's the restaurant?
Yeah.
Wow.
Said Silver, the guy.
I mean, he's a guy, right?
But what do you, Long John Silver's? Long John Silver?
Let's go to the restaurant. Long John Silver's.
All right. Long John Silver.
Oh my gosh, did Eddie just lose?
Eddie, that's stupid.
No! Did I just
Eddie,
lose
I'm
going to
tell you, you're done. You're not winning. You got a mediocre first round and a terrible second round pick. You're the Detroit Lions of the draft.
Right, I'm trying.
All right.
Yeah, if you wanted to think outside the box, Eddie, you know, I like where you were headed.
Is this your pick?
Yeah. And I'm glad you didn't go there because this is where I was going. When you go out on the farm, you want to drive this. It's John Deere.
Oh,
that's
good
where you want to go. It's John Deere.
That's pretty good, actually.
John Deere. Yeah.
Green.
On a hot summer night, hero Billy Bob loves Charlene.
All right. Well, we have two rounds of Johns in.
I'm suddenly not stressed anymore.
I'm entertained by this draft. I'm so entertained. I get more entertained when I'm not doing it. I like to play more, but I get entertained when I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. Amy, you have a...
No, it's me.
Oh, it's your lunchbox again. Go ahead.
Yeah. Man, do I go back to a person... I think I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to go when you're hungry, you call them to bring you this, and I'm going to call Papa John's.
Oh.
Papa John's.
Good one. Had not thought of that.
Interesting. Eddie.
Yeah, I've already lost, so I'm just going to go with Jimmy John's.
Interesting.
They're fast and ready.
I mean, you may get the lowest score ever. Like 5%. I think Lunchbox and Ray have the 5% threshold.
Yeah.
I think that you may hit 4%.
I kind of gave up there at the end.
Eddie, yeah. Morgan, number two.
I'm sticking with people and going pretty normal. John Stamos.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Jesse.
Solid third round pick. Yeah. Raymundo, you're in this.
Man, this is tough. I can't say what I wanted or kind of wanted to do, right? Because I'm not last.
Right.
You get, sure, but you Amy, can say, you can say whatever you want. But you just give options to Amy.
I wanted to be cool and go with Dirty John, but I feel like that'd sink the ship.
Dirty John, like the podcast.
Not everybody has.
But you can.
It, but
that's funny. Go with that, right?
I'm going
to
go with the popular president, John F. Kennedy.
That's good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Just good. To round it out.
Political, though.
Yeah.
You're splitting your votes.
No,
you
just... There's no vote split. What party was he, Eddie?
Democrat.
Are you sure? Would you bet your money?
Yeah. Yes. He's okay. From Massachusetts.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think anyone really... It wasn't that partisan back then.
Now we made it known. He's a Democrat.
Yeah. Eddie's...
Eddie, you should have just
said... Just in case everyone doesn't know.
You should have said he's a Republican. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
You're trying to... Yours competition. Ray can say he's a Republican.
All right, Amy.
Uh-huh.
You have one pick
Am I
left.
The last one?
Yeah, you have Elton John and John Party.
Elton John, John Party. So, I've got two other musicians that I just think are great. But you want to talk it out with me?
Go ahead.
John Michael Montgomery.
Okay.
John Legend.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I have other people. Those are the musicians. I have John Travolta, John Wayne, and John Hamm.
Ooh. You just named a good one.
Which one?
We
can't tell you.
It's not John Hamm is...
who I would do is...
Yeah.
Who would you do?
I'm not telling you.
Well, yeah,
it's against the integrity of the game.
Okay, so I could stick with music.
Eliminate one of them.
I just eliminated John Hamm.
Okay, eliminate another one.
John Travolta.
Good elimination.
Yeah, real good.
Yeah, good. Okay, so
now I got John Wayne, John Legend, John Michael Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. Okay, eliminate another one.
I feel like I got...
But when you eliminate them, they're done. So we can't go back to...
Eliminate another
judging
one?
Judging by our reaction. Yeah. Eliminate another one.
Okay. Well, I feel like... Okay, I'm going to eliminate... Sorry, John Legend, gone.
Good, solid.
Good one.
Are you, very like, nice. Serious? Yeah. Are you... Okay, I have John Wayne and John Michael Montgomery, two cowboy hat wearers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So who's going to be your final John?
Well, I feel like I should stick with... If it's down to John Wayne or John Michael Montgomery, I should stick with music because I've got Elton John from way back in the day. Then I have John Party, who's relevant, and John Michael Montgomery from, like, the 90s. All 80s, right. 90s.
What are you going to do?
Do it.
This is so hard. But, I mean, Eddie already lost, so...
Not necessarily.
Go ahead.
I'll go with... You know what? Shout out to my girl, Jen Wayne. I'm going to go John Wayne.
That's a great pick. Yeah,
That's what
I would have gone to. That's a great pick. That's a good pick.
Okay.
Can I tell you something that I had that I didn't do?
What?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
I had John William Farrell, also known as Will Farrell.
Oh,
first name John.
Just a lot of research. Oh.
Johnny Bananas.
That's who I thought you were going to be first round pick with.
Johnny
Bananas.
Walker Whiskey.
I don't know
and
that
And Johnson & Johnson.
Well, you can go over and vote at BobbyBones.com. Best of luck, Eddie.
Yeah. Guys, if I can just get one vote, that'd be nice. Thank you all so much.
You can go do that for yourself. All right, BobbyBones.com, we got them up, and you can vote on the John team that you think is the best in the John draft. All right, hit it up.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
The death toll from vaping is now up to 11 people after reported illnesses led to people dying in Florida and Georgia. And on the news, Samuel L. Jackson's voice is soon going to be coming to an Amazon Alexa. It's going to cost you 99 cents. It's going to be available later this year. And finally, to help out those affected by Hurricane Dorian and Tropical Storm Karen, just head to redcross.org.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so what is it?
Well, I'm curious about the Mexico update because I'm looking at the calendar. First of all, we're getting close to
when is that wedding?
November 7th?
Okay.
8th, oof. That weekend, 9th, it's that weekend.
Like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Well, my friend's getting married, and he says, hey, come, do you want to take a guest?
Yeah. And what did you RSVP?
Me plus one, but I didn't have anybody. And so I was like, for sure, by then, I'll for sure have a girlfriend.
Right.
I don't have out of anybody.
Because at this point, I think if you're taking somebody, they need to
it's
plan.
It's getting close to that,
passport,
yes. I don't think I'm quite
get
there
off work,
yet.
You know, I think they're I leaving can, the country.
I think I can do that. A month out.
Okay,
three
yeah.
3 weeks out.
That's fair.
I think 3 weeks out is okay to ask.
Hey, can you go to Mexico in 3 weeks?
Yeah. I got a friend's having a wedding. Would you want to go to Mexico with me for a few couple days?
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
In 3 weeks, you're like, yeah.
What do you think?
Man, whoo. I think, yeah, because listen, a girl is going to want to go to Mexico. It's a free vacation, and they're going to get to go with you, a celebrity. I mean... That's
okay.
I wish that mattered.
Yeah. No, it does matter. It takes some factoring into, because if it's just a normal dude's like, hey, 3 weeks away, I got a wedding. You want to go to Mexico? But oh, it's an all-exclusive resort. I'm in.
Is it an all-exclusive?
I don't know. No. I just figured.
Inclusive? How do you say that?
Inclusive.
Yeah.
I'm scared to go to Mexico, though. And if I take somebody, by the way, I don't have anybody, but if I take someone, I'd be like, oh, I'm so scared. And then they won't like me anymore.
Have you asked them about the bridesmaids? Are any of the bridesmaids hot and single?
Good.
Maybe you
want
to go. You don't want to take sand to the beach sometimes.
Literally and figuratively.
Literally. Yeah, whatever you said.
Yeah. Maybe the update is I don't have anyone I'm taking yet.
Oh, wow.
You need some help? I can get you somebody.
How?
Listen, I got people all over. I got people all over the globe that want to go with you.
Okay.
I mean, they hit me up on Twitter. Hey, I think I'm perfect.
No, people that hit up on Twitter is not. That's not a thing.
You know anybody in Mexico? Because that would be.
Oh, that would be so easy. They just drive over.
I do.
Like 20 minutes.
I got some friends that have cousins that live down in Mexico City.
Okay. I'm gonna pass on that. On your friend's cousins. But, Amy, the answer is, because I'm glad you asked. I've been getting some messages about it.
Me too.
I have this wedding in November in Mexico. I'm scared to go to Mexico because it's not even like a Mexico. You have to fly into somewhere that's not even safe.
Ooh.
And then I go to a wedding for 2 days.
You have to be transported.
And I did plus one. In the end, I can just go. I'm just coming by myself, right?
Yeah, you really can. But, I mean, all of America wants you to take a date.
I would like to take a date. Also, I would like to take a date. So, okay, there you have it. That's your update.
Keep us posted.
I will keep you posted. Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Let's go over and talk to Joanna in Austin. Hi, Joanna. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Whoa. Good morning. Good morning, studio.
Morning. Did you say yo?
Oh, no. I said whoa. I can't
believe it. Oh, whoa. Got it. How are you?
Good. I have a question for Lunchbox.
All right. Go ahead.
All right, Lunchbox. I'm going to set this up real quick. Usually I agree with you. I think he speaks for the silent majority. But my husband is a huge fantasy football player, wants to watch every single game. Amy, you feel me? And we have two small kids. So I made him take the infant to the bar with him because the infant will kind of chill. So he went to the 12-3 games and had three baby eggs and just chilled. But he left Albert at the table twice to use the restroom.
Oh, he left the baby at the table to pee.
To use the restroom, yeah.
Got
and he
it.
Told, I mean, he's asked, like, I mean, no one's sitting at the table with him. He goes by himself.
Oh, alone. So it's not a bunch of people sitting around. It's him and the baby by himself.
Exactly.
Okay.
And he said, hey, the baby's not going to walk away. I won't even leave my computer. I wouldn't leave my purse at the table.
Okay, so what's your question for Lunchbox?
He's leaving the six-month-old baby. He said that Lunchbox would agree with him. Lunchbox would be totally fine and would leave his baby box.
All right, would you do the same thing, Lunchbox? You're at a bar. There's nobody there. You got the baby, you got to pee. What do you do?
Yeah, I think it's okay to leave the baby at the table because there's a lot of people there to watch the baby. All the people around there, the bartender, the wait staff, they see the baby there. They know, oh, this guy just went to the restroom. They're watching the baby for you, so it's a supervision built in that you don't have to pay for. I got no problem with him just running to the restroom real quick.
Why not take the baby with you?
Yeah.
Because you have to take the car seat. You got to stick the car seat down on the stall. I mean, it's really dirty in a bathroom. It's pretty gross to take a baby in a bathroom.
But is it worse to take a baby in a bathroom than leave it out there for someone to abduct it?
Yeah. What's worse, dirty bathroom or stolen baby?
Amy, your thoughts?
I would take the baby with me. She's right. Like, you don't leave. You wouldn't. Yeah, I guarantee you he wouldn't leave his wallet sitting there, but he's going to leave his baby.
But the wait staff will watch the wallet. They've got built-in wait staff.
Yeah. A wallet is easier to steal than a baby.
Okay.
Eddie, you have two kids?
Yeah. Baby Bjorn's a great invention. You've strapped the baby onto your chest, and you can do whatever. Your hand's free. You go to the bathroom and go wherever you want.
Would you leave the baby at the bar?
I would think about it, for sure, because I've thought about leaving the baby in the car while I run to the convenience store real quick. So I've thought about it, but
I
wouldn't do it.
That's tempting, for sure, but yeah, you can't.
Can't do it.
One time I was babysitting my sister's kids before I was a mom. And I had to get gas and go inside and do something. And she has a lot of kids. And I was like, this is a hassle if it's all these kids inside. Yeah. Golly.
But it's one baby.
Ultimately, I decided to take them in. But, I mean, it's tempting.
So
I see
tempting.
How, you know, people sometimes leave their kid in the car. Not in the heat, do I mean. But, I mean, to run inside.
Do I mean.
Yeah, it's different.
I mean, he was probably gone, what, 30 seconds?
They have a built-in wait staff that's been trained to watch a baby.
Exactly.
He's like a 16-year-old kid. Yeah,
I don't know.
So you're asking Lunchbox, though. And Lunchbox, your verdict is?
I think the husband's okay. You have people watching that nothing happened. It's all good in the hood.
Mm-hmm. He says you can leave the baby. Okay. I disagree. I would take the baby in. She didn't ask me. Amy, she didn't ask you, but you disagree.
Yeah, take the baby.
Eddie, she didn't ask you, but you disagree.
I disagree,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, but Lunchbox says leave the baby, and that's okay. All right, Joanna, there you have it.
Well, I appreciate it, I guess.
All right.
Thank you.
Now she's mad at me.
Joanna, have a good day. See you later.
You
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bobby
Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
At a recent acoustic show, Blake Shelton took requests from the audience, and he took on a cover of a Garth Brooks song.
And the wild line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young.
Carly Pierce told fans it's not hard to figure out when she's getting married to Michael Ray.
It's funny to me how many people are guessing when our wedding is. Go look at our calendars and see what's the one weekend of the year that we're both off. It's really not that hard to figure out. It's very soon.
And I did take a look. They're both not on tour next weekend, so it could be happening real soon. Thomas Rhett confessed that there's a certain type of TV show and movies he's really into.
I love, like, I mean, even when it comes to TV shows and movies, I don't care if the acting is completely cheesy. If it's about high school or college, I'm going to watch it because I really did love high school and college, and I loved getting to make new friends and get to make new experiences.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Okay, this is the coolest. So the kids walk to school every day in front of this one woman's house, and she thought, I'm going to start brightening their day as they walk to school. So she started to go out there with chalk and draw a hopscotch little thing that they can do, and at the end of it, it has a positive message. And each morning, she goes out and does a new one for the kids. And she said it's really brought the neighborhood, the community together. People look forward to walking by her house on the way to school, puts a smile on their face, brightens their day. And I just thought that was like
good.
The neatest, like such a simple way to like bring smiles to others around you.
There it is. That's mm-hmm. what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Michigan. Two people called 911, said, oh my gosh, there's home intruders. There's someone in our house. We see them on the cameras. We're hiding in the bathroom. Police come storming in. Who did they see on the camera but themselves?
Oh, they saw themselves and thought that was somebody else?
Yeah, and there was paraphernalia all over the house, and they were under the influence.
Oh, so they were so whacked out of their skulls.
Yeah.
They thought those people that were them was somebody breaking into their house. Wow, that's pretty whacked out of their skull.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard of people being whacked out of their skull. That's a good one. Nobody was hurt, though. Victimless crime.
Right, and they were hiding in the bathroom. They were safe.
Wow, how dopey. But one time... To be fair, I have, you know, quite the alarm system in my house. I feel like I should. I'm a public figure. You know, never know who's going to try to come get your public figure friend here. And I see someone in my backyard, and I freak out. And my heart goes, it jumps. I can feel it jump. And you know how you get real nervous when you get scared?
Yeah.
And I was like that. And I've had issues before with people breaking into my house. And I see them, and I move a little bit, and they see me. Have I told you the story?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and so we're like mirroring each other, except it was actually my reflection in the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it was me. So before I make fun of this person so much, I didn't call the cops. I figured it out, but I did scare me once.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm also a bonehead, but just a mild one. There you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
So we talked about a story yesterday, and we got a big update. I haven't actually listened to the message that was sent to me, but we're going to get to that. But first, a quick reset. So the story was...
Okay, it was in my pile, and there's this 54-year-old man, and he messaged this 27-year-old on Instagram thinking that it was his friend's niece. That's the only reason why he started following and wanted to reach out. Well, turns out, mistaken identity, wasn't the niece, but they ended up corresponding back and forth, fell in love. Now they're together.
So we were debating if this is real or not.
Oh, he's a millionaire.
Right.
54, she's 27.
So my thing was, add both adults, let them love.
Right.
I just said probably he knew she wasn't the niece about 5 seconds into looking at her page. Like, he probably was confused at first. But I haven't listened to these messages. I just got them sent to me on Instagram direct message from her.
Oh, she DM'd you.
Yeah.
Says, wait, now she's in your DMs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Says, hi, it's a 27-year-old girl who's dating the 54-year-old. Excuse the way, look. just woke up to text and that we were on your show. Here we go.
It's Sophia Spellino, the girl that is 27, dating Robert Crook, who is 54. I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you so, so, so much for taking like the few minutes you guys did to actually process it. And it was really fun. People were sending me the clip of y'all talking about us. And it was really funny because it's cool to hear someone process it and go through all these different stages and adding up numbers and subtracting numbers and trying to figure out if it would work for them. And then they're like, yeah, but if they're cool people, like, why not? And I have to tell you, Robert is cool people. I'm absolutely head over heels in love with this human. Heart, body, soul, spirit. He's amazing. He treats me like an angel and a queen. And I love him. He is my angel. So thanks so much for, you know, framing us in a good light. And if you want to see more of our lives, we have like a little, like, I don't know, I call my stories like our own little reality.
Okay, that's this first video. Let me click another one. You want to hear the other one or not?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
by the way,
crazy.
By the way, she's hot.
Is she?
I guess. I can see. Okay. So also.
Yeah, she's in like
and
a.
Now she's in your DMs.
She's in like a little spaghetti strap thing too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Calm like down.
Here we go.
Show. So, follow me on @SophiaSpellino. Have a great day. Buddy show. So.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell that, but you want to see her?
So I just saw her. I can see her. Yeah. She's very pretty.
Really.
So. Yeah.
He don't have much time left, right? I mean, just get ready. He's going to croak any minute.
Good old Robert?
Yo, Papa. I'm just kidding. I'm totally 39.
Wow. Oh, yes. She's very pretty.
Yeah. So anyway.
I love, under her bio, she says she's half hippie, half Gucci.
Yeah. So I looked at my DMs. I don't always look at my DMs, but I did, and I thought, oh, look at that. So that's the first time I heard it. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I might start following her.
Bobby Bones Show. Oh, yeah, let's go to Lauren in Chicago who's calling in. Hey, Lauren, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What's happening?
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning. Everybody always laughs when they do that, but then you got to fire right back into conversation.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so let's try it again. Let's try it again. Do it again. Go, Lauren. Go, Lauren.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay,
hold on, Lauren. You got to go. Like, whatever you're going to say, you got to go right back into it. You ready? Let's try again. Go ahead.
Okay. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm excited to do trivia.
Oh, do you want to play? Do you want to play the trivia game?
Yeah, I want to play.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. Did we tell her she was going to play?
I mean, possibly. It sounds like
it. Oh, I didn't know.
Sorry. That's what I've been on hold for.
Oh, to play trivia? Oh, cool. Well,
yeah.
We'll play with you. Let's do the 60-second showdown. All right, 60-second showdown. Here we go. Your category, Lauren, is what would you like to have, science or science?
Oh, dang. I was
no, wait. No, I already did science.
Yeah, you had music left, right?
Okay, hold on. Never mind. I have music. Would you rather do music or music?
I guess I'll do music.
Okay. The 60-second showdown, what's going to happen is you're going to have 60 seconds to answer a question. If you don't know it, just say pass and we'll come back to it. Even if you miss it, we'll come back to it, okay?
All right.
$100 of my own money up for grabs here. 60-second showdown. After the first question, the timer starts, and away we go. Question number one. Just the other night at a hometown football game is the opening line to what Garth Brooks song?
Unanswered Prayers.
Correct. Who is the Beatles drummer?
John Lennon?
Incorrect. Tupelo, Mississippi is the birthplace of what legendary musician?
Pass.
What artist has the most number ones in country music?
George Strait.
Correct. What's the best-selling album of all time?
No Offenses, Garth Brooks.
Incorrect. Who is known as the hardest working man in show business?
Ryan Seacrest.
Incorrect. Well, Justin Bieber was discovered on what popular website?
YouTube.
Correct. Who is the best-selling country band of all time?
Alabama.
Correct. Who's the lead singer of The Police?
Pass.
Who are the only two people to be inducted into the Rock and Country Hall of Fame?
John Cash. Elvis?
Correct. Who's the Beatles drummer?
John Lennon? Oh, no.
No, that's time. It wasn't John Lennon the first time, nor is it the second. The Beatles drummer, Amy, was?
Ringo.
Correct. Ringo Starr.
Oh, dang.
Tupelo, Mississippi is the birthplace of what legendary musician?
Elvis.
Correct.
Dang.
The best-selling, she got that. James Brown's correct. The hardest working man in show business. You know, I'm going to accept Ryan Seacrest because that's just a funny answer and you're probably right. But also James Brown is the answer I have written in front of me.
Oh, okay.
And the lead singer of the Police is?
Sting.
Sting. You did get
Sting.
Six. She got Michael Jackson. Right? Oh, she didn't get Michael Jackson's Thriller? Oh, okay. Well, she got five. Well, I'm still going to give you a prize. How about, do you have a Cracker Barrel near you?
I do have a Cracker Barrel near me.
Well, let me do my game show voice here. Hey, thanks for listening, Lauren. Because you called and played on the show, you didn't win. But we're going to give you today a $50 gift card thanks to our friends at Cracker Barrel in honor of their 50th anniversary this year. That's right. 50 years of that chicken fried steak. That's right. I'm vamping right now. Not vaping.
Don't vape.
I'm not vaping. Don't worry. I don't vape. No. Hey, listen, I'm going to give you a Cracker Barrel gift card. And thank you for listening to the show. How's it going? What's up with you? Where do you live?
Chicago suburbs.
Yeah, what's
up? So I'm so happy you guys are on here. I started listening when I lived in Norfolk, Virginia, moved here, listened to podcasts, and now you guys are here. So I'm really excited about that.
Which suburb?
Oh, you never heard of it. It's called Volo.
Volo?
There's like 3,000 people, maybe.
Yeah, we love it. That's our favorite. That's our favorite, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is our favorite.
I came to your show here in August.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
It was great. Met Eddie. Awesome.
Yeah, were we nice?
No, I'm kidding. You're nice.
Well, I'm going to make sure you get this Cracker Barrel gift card. I'm looking at Volo. I know Volo. It's kind of near McHenry and Grays Lake.
I grew up in Grays Lake.
Yeah, no, it's one where I used to go a lot. It's fun. We used to get on the yeah, it's like north
lake
of Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, we used to summer there.
Yeah, we used to summer there. Huh, all right, there she
good
is.
Good one.
There she is. Hey, Amy, let me tell the jokes.
Not she her. Got
don't,
you.
No, don't promote her humor.
Okay. Sorry, Bobby's the only funny I'm person in the world.
Lauren, thank you.
Hey, Amy, it was a good joke.
Hang tight. It was a good joke. Amy, Lauren, hang tight, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, there she is. Yeah. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a popular Halloween costume this year is dressing like a can of White Claw.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and there's this shop on Etsy that's been selling like this long white shirt with the White Claw logo and a flavor name just printed on it. And just like that, sold out. They had to stop taking orders until they could restock. So people are definitely into it.
Hmm. Funny. Did you see the meme where the girl's like, my dad thought White Claw was like LaCroix, so he'd have one as he was driving to work every day?
Yes. So funny.
See, I didn't know whether to believe that or not because I don't know what White Claw tastes like. Raymundo, does White Claw taste like alcohol, or is that the what's good about it is it doesn't taste like alcohol?
That's the key. It really doesn't taste like alcohol. That's why they go down so easily. You drink six and you think you're fine, yeah. And then it hits six. You and you're hammered.
So if I were to not be told it was alcohol and was just drinking White Claw, would I know it was alcohol?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're going to start to feel tipsy.
Just by the taste, though.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the guy really could have confused LaCroix for White Claw?
Absolutely.
Huh. That guy's like, I get to work in the best moods now. I don't know why. What else you got over there, Amy?
So Hefty trash bags, they're trying to target millennials, and it's a working. It's got me wanting to go to the store. I originally saw this on Shawn Johnson's Instagram, you know, the gymnast. She posted, I guess she was doing an ad with them, and she had a trash bag next to her that said, feed me tacos and tell me I'm pretty. And so that's what they're doing on all their trash bags is printing funny things like feeling like garbage today, burnt dinners and takeout containers. Even like, you know, positive things like cherish your dreams, trash the rest, stuff like that. So cute, right?
Well, it does make you want to take an Instagram picture with a bag.
So you're
if you
going
get
to
one.
Go buy their bags.
Yeah.
Genius.
Interesting.
Whoever thought of that idea over at Hefty, give them a raise.
One says, who you calling trash? And it's got Hefty on it. Everybody's just trying to attract Instagram. It's free advertising.
Yeah.
At my gyms now, that's the thing. Like I own a couple gyms with a buddy. We're about to have another one. And I'm like, we have to build things that people want to take pictures by because it's free advertising. You don't have to buy advertising for anything if people advertise it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of building places in the corners of our gyms with little sayings and that you're supposed to go take a picture at. So
what's your Instagrammable moment?
Well, everybody also wants to take a picture in a boxing gym because it's cool. You feel like cool when you have the gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are just looking for a reason to be pushed into a picture. And so if we build like a Instagram E type environment, they'll all go do it, and they advertise the gym, and next thing you know, we're loaded. The end.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Another one, just real quick. I got 99 problems, but trash ain't one. Can't wait to buy these in post.
All right, what else?
So this is just so comforting for me to hear as a parent and anybody else, or Bobby, in case you need to use this on any of us, but timeouts don't harm children. And sometimes I think that I'm harming my son when I make him face the wall and don't turn around. I'm like, oh, am I causing him any sort of damage? Like when I say face the wall, I told you face the wall, you're still in timeout. And we set a timer and it's a whole thing. But apparently there's no emotional or behavioral risk that comes from that. So if you've got ages 3 through 5th grade, timeouts, good deal.
I never got timeouts. I got whoopings.
Oh, yeah?
But then I never, and whoopings stopped when I was probably 7 or 8, because I was a real good kid. Because I had to, I stayed straight. But I never was put in timeout.
Wow,
it wasn't a thing. It was like, you're good until you're just not good, and then you get whooped hard, and then you're back to being good again.
Right.
But it was almost like you were cleared of all your sins as soon as that whooping stopped. It was like, good terms again. Whap, 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 whap. All right, we're cool.
Did you scream and cry like crazy?
When I was real little, I think. Mm-hmm. And then I started to get where I was like, this doesn't even hurt, so why would I give my grandma the satisfaction or my mom the satisfaction of... And then I'll be like, huh, it didn't hurt. It'd whoop me harder. And then it would hurt, and then I'd still stick. I'm stubborn. I'd be like, still doesn't hurt. But I'd be like, oh, God. Yeah, it was a whole old thing. I'm scarred.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm scarred. All right, cool.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's from Pyle.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was a lady in Waco. She's driving her daughter to school, driving. All of a sudden, she hears a boom. She's like, what was that? Pulls her car over. She had a blowout. Blew out her tire. She's sitting there waiting for a tow truck when a cop drives up. She's like, I really don't want my daughter to be late for school. Officer says, don't worry, I got her. Mm. Cuffed her, stuffed her, put her in the back car.
I didn't cuff her and stuff her, by the way, I would imagine. But
nah,
yes.
He just put her in the cop car and drove her to school.
That's
so she
cool.
Wouldn't be late.
Yeah, good for him. Good for them. It was a dude cop, right?
Yeah, it was Officer John Roziski. I don't know how it's Roziskie.
Shout out.
Doesn't matter. Shout out, Officer John. There you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
All right, time now for the investigative corny. Amy gives us a joke. We just have to figure it out. We have 90 seconds. Are you ready, Amy?
Ready.
Team ready?
We're ready.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a laughing motorcycle?
What do you call a laughing motorcycle? And go.
Should we go brands?
A motor. Honda.
Harley.
Harley Laffison.
Harley.
A Harley, Honda, a Ninja,
Suzuki,
says, oh,
crotch rocket. I think that's it.
A laughing motorcycle, a bike,
vroom vroom,
ha ha,
laughing bike,
ha 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 ha, sake.
That's funny, but I think that's it.
Kawasaki.
Ooh, Kawasaki.
What do you call a laughing motorcycle?
Harley Havis.
I will say that y'all are warm.
Yeah.
Hardy, so it's got to be with a brand.
Harley Ha-Ha.
Ha-Ha
Harley?
Ha-Ha Davidson. Harley.
Ha-Ha.
Harley.
We have 40 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Ha-Ha.
Harley. Marley. Laffy. Joke.
Hardy Harley?
Joke.
Hilarious.
What do you do? Laugh. You. What's a joke?
Hilarious.
Knee slapper.
What do you? What was? What's your question, Buzz?
LOL.
Kawasaki.
Kawasaki.
Oh!
Kawasaki.
Harley.
Kawasaki. Ten seconds.
Kawasaki. That's gotta be it.
That's not it. But I think that's gonna be our official answer.
Because
we got nothing else. Okay, our official answer, and time is up. We're gonna go with Kawasaki. All right, hit it, Raymundo, again.
The morning corny.
What do you call a laughing motorcycle?
What do you call a laughing motorcycle?
A Yamaha.
Oh, no!
So close!
Kawasaki, Yamaha.
So close.
All right, we didn't get it this time.
That That was the Morning Corny.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dierks Bentley.
There he is. He's on now. He's got the number one song in the whole wide country world. Dierks Bentley's on.
Thanks, man. How y'all doing? This
guy, look, it's not as good as you. Number one. Here. Yeah. Number one.
Champ.
Number one. Is number one.
Crazy.
What's up? After 19,
feels pretty good.
19 number ones. What are you doing to celebrate? Anything, or is it?
That's so weird. No, I'm just drinking coffee. Just trying to. I'm off the road for a little bit, so I'm just trying to get semi healthy again. So just doing nothing. Boring. Just being in Nashville though feels pretty good after being gone since January 15th.
Let me ask you this, because I'll be watching games, and you pop up and you're doing these 5-hour energy commercials, and I wonder. Do people who don't know country music just recognize you as the guy from the 5-hour energy commercials?
Yeah, I get some of that. I mean, I'm trying to be pretty careful about the stuff I do TV related. I've been offered some other like commercials. I'm like, I don't want to be recognized just to be recognized. There's no value in that. But they've been like a great tour sponsor, and it makes sense. I think a lot of our fans use 5-hour. So, but yeah, there are some people that recognize me, not probably in a nationwide commercial way or something, but. A little bit, yeah, a little bit. The 5-hour guy, that's okay.
Because it's funny, because the ones where he's like, you're like in a rock band, or like a metal band,
yeah. Painter.
Those are funny commercials. So
they did good. Yeah, they did a good job.
Yeah.
It was. I'm out there. You know how it is. They've been a great tour sponsor.
I don't know how it is, Dierks. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how it is. You just
come
said,
on. I listened to this show. Yeah, I was like, I mean, it's. Bobby Bones here, Taco Bell. I mean, do you recognize me, the Taco Bell guy?
Yeah, no, because my face isn't out there. Okay.
It's voice though.
Go ahead.
So you have a number one song, but did you know the other award you won recently? Do you know?
No.
What award?
Oh.
I did not.
He was on my best beard draft.
Oh, best beard.
Best beard. So we do these
best
drafts.
Beard. Oh, yeah. Best beard.
Best beard. So we do drafts on the show now where we pick things.
The beard is kind of, it's gone away. I'm so sorry. I mean, I was going to get you a new chair, like the mountain, so you could look at me with the beard down there.
Okay.
But I think, do you want one with the beard, or do you like the one that's on your chair? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, I can update it with the beard if you'd like. Okay. I mean, I have one of those. I can make that happen.
We'll take an update.
All right, Dierks Bentley is on. Hey, let's play this game here. One has to go. I'm going to read you all these candies. There are six
best
candies.
Beard.
Which one has to go? You don't like Snickers?
Okay. All right,
Kit Kat.
Here we go.
Okay, Snicker. He's had too many 5-hour energies. He's feeling it this morning. Snickers.
I'm just trying to hang with you guys.
Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, or Milky Way. Which one has to go?
I love all those except Milky Way.
Yeah, me too. That's the one that I would pick,
too.
Yeah,
Alexia.
That was a big Twitter controversy. And I was like, how are people not throwing the Milky Way about there? All right, Dierks Bentley is on with us. He's got 19 number ones, including Living, which went number one this week. Tell me about this song, because you're one of the writers on this song. So
yeah,
I'm always curious about the songwriting process. When you're in a room, where did this kind of come from?
This song, I mean, I probably say this about all these songs. This one is pretty special. This song idea came from being on the road and how we were laughing at how little we were doing on the road. One of the guys in my band had gone to Walgreens in the middle of the day, and he came back on the bus, and see, the bus is all dark, and we're playing video games. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we were just astounded. We're like, you went to Walgreens? Like, you left the bus and actually went to Walgreens? Like, whoa, what's it like out there? Like, is there life outside the bus? Like, we were all like, it was pathetic. We were all like dying laughing about it, how we're just, you know, there's a difference between being alive and actually really living. And I kept that title for a long time. I was out in Colorado. I was hanging out with Ross Kopperman, Ashley Gorley, and John Knight, and a couple of slacker songwriters in Nashville, Tennessee. And when you're in, for me, the mountains, more so than the beach or anywhere else, that's like where I feel the most rejuvenated. So we're just out there, and it's like this idea of just living versus just being alive started up. And wrote the song up there, went back to Colorado and recorded it. And for me, it's become like a mantra. I tell our crowd, you know, I'm not singing this song for you as much as I'm singing it for myself to remind myself to, like, you know, it's not just the big trips like going to the mountains or the beach and that stuff. It's just everyday life, you know, watching my son play hockey, putting the phone down, actually like digging into that. It's like an amazing miracle that I have a kid and he's out there playing hockey. It's crazy. So just a reminder myself to, like, you know, there's a lot of living in everyday moments. And for a song like that, that's kind of that deep, that has gratitude at the source of the song, to be a number one commercial country song is a pretty pretty, that's me being greedy. That's me wanting it both ways.
Hey, we'll take that, though. Yeah. We'll take that, though.
Success and the heavy song, so thank you.
Well, listen, it's his 19th number one. He graciously gave us a few minutes of his time this morning because we know he's a busy guy.
I'd come by any time. I was already last week when you guys were talking about the Emmy, the Bobby Emmys. I was ready to jump with my pick of shows that I like, and I was ready to call and be like, you know, remote caller just to get my opinion, whether they won it or not.
Dirks did text me during the show because we were picking the shows that we thought should have won the Emmys, like our version of them. And
yeah.
I guess you watch Succession, because that's what he texted me, because, dude, Succession is great.
It's really good. Oh. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I need to watch this Ted Bundy thing that Amy and Eddie were talking about. I haven't heard of the...
I don't know that need show. Is
yeah,
the
know,
word with
you
that
know,
show.
I mean, you know Ted Bundy is
a serial
killer. There's
a lot of stuff that you don't know, though.
Exactly. Like, there's just stuff where, especially back then when they didn't have the resources and... Like, states weren't talking state to state, FBI, crazy. Like, stuff.
So he was able to just pop around and kill. And
yeah, it's crazy.
It's like Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. You cross the line, it's all, you're in a new land. New land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta check that one. There's so much, like, Bobby, there's like, you start something, you're getting into it, and then you're like, you go away from it for like a week, and you're just on to something else. Just so much good TV out there.
Well, one. Let's do this one more time. One has to go. Pick which one has to go. Somewhere on a beach.
Okay.
Drunk on a plane.
I
hold on. I
love this.
Or what was I thinking?
You're going to go on tour.
Okay.
Oh God, those are all so good. Come on.
Let me read them one more time.
Fire in there.
Let me read them one more time. One has to go. Somewhere on a beach. Drunk on a plane. I hold on. Or what was I thinking? Which one goes?
You picked like the core of my whole set list right there.
But I know which one.
No, it's him.
Oh, okay.
I guess what was I thinking? I hate to say that. I love that song. It's like, but beaches, I really couldn't answer that question. I don't know. I'd probably be Starbucks.
But he didn't know. What was I thinking? His answer. What? Take that. There he is. Okay. Hey, congratulations, bud. Good to talk to you, and we'll see you soon. And we're gonna play "Living" right now. And remember, this song's all about Walgreens. Okay, here it is.
I know now.
All right. See you, Dirks.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you all.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
In Rochester, New York, a charity group wanted to ensure that veterans in the area were getting the care that they need. So they donated 3 vans to bring vets to their medical appointments.
Oh, that's amazing.
Right? After seeing that veterans were having a hard time getting to and from the appointments, the Rochester chapter of Disabled American Veterans raised the money and purchased these special vans, and a team of volunteers stepped forward to drive the vans to clinics and to other offices they need to get to. Everyone involved in the effort can see the effect they're having, they say, and the veterans are getting places so they can stay healthier, both mentally and physically. And not something you would think about is how to get them there. So shout out to the Rochester chapter of Disabled American Veterans for raising the money and seeing it, too.
Seeing the need.
Yeah, seeing the need and then actually going and chasing it down. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I thought we'd take a second and open the mailbag because this is a pretty interesting one. And I think even if people aren't saying it out loud, they're feeling this way. So let's open it up.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, good morning, studio. I have a quick relationship question. I thought maybe you could help me, Bobby. Should you ever have pictures of your ex in your social media feeds when you're in a new and committed relationship? I'm asking because my girlfriend still has pictures of her ex in her feed, and it upsets me. We've been together for 3 months. She was with her ex for about 2 years, but they've been broken up for over a year. I just figured she'd delete his existence by now, but she hasn't. Do I have the right to ask her to delete her ex's photos? By the way, I delete all my ex's photos as soon as we officially break up. Signed, Jordan.
Good question.
It's a question I think that we all kind of feel something about. Even if we don't address it, we wonder it, we think it. All right, Lunchbox, going to you first. Your thoughts on this?
Look, dude, you got to tell your girl, get rid of the other dude. Because you are the new dude, and you don't want to always be staring at his picture on her social media. If she's proud of you, it should be you and only you on her social media. You have a right to go to her, and if she doesn't want to do it while she's sleeping, delete him.
Oh, well. Oh.
So we hack into her phone and delete her.
Absolutely. Photos. He has a right to feel bad and to tell her to take him down.
Well, I think I'll take the other path.
Smart.
Well, it's just, that's her life. That's a he was a part of her life. You put up pictures that are parts of your life. If she wants to delete them on her own, then she can delete them. If she doesn't, she doesn't have to. Sounds like he's pretty insecure, and that's something he needs to work on with himself more than tell her, hey, take them down. He has the right to go to her and say, hey, it makes me uncomfortable, but she can leave them up. For me, it wouldn't be an issue. Like, it's your life. If you want to leave up pictures, leave up pictures. I say the opposite of whatever Lunchbox says. Like, first of all, don't get anybody's phone. Mm-mm. Second of all, it's her life. If you're insecure, you need to work on you. That's what I would say. Amy?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. She doesn't have to take it down. It's up to her. If the breakup was fine for her, sometimes girls need to eliminate that because they don't want to see it. But that's up to them, or guys, vice versa. Like, if just because you delete all your exes from your feed doesn't mean somebody else has to. And if you don't have to log on there and see them all the time, what are you scrolling way back? If you've been with her for 3 months, hopefully she's posted enough to, like, just don't go to those pictures.
Yeah, just in general, avoid things that don't make you feel good.
Right.
Social media, food, people. If something doesn't make you feel good, just don't go near them.
And I think you hit on something, is that it's something insecure with him. So if you feel like that's something that you need, maybe even before saying that to her, do, like, explore with you and try to nail down why it bothers you so much. And then if you can't get over it, then you can talk to her and see how she feels. But I feel like if, like, my boyfriend came to me and even said, hey, can you delete those pictures? I'll be like, what?
No. Yeah, like, what's up, weirdo?
Yeah. Why? So, like, handle the weirdness so that way she doesn't think you're weird.
Morgan number two, what about you? You're 25. If you date a dude and he's still got pictures of his girlfriend up, is that weird to you?
I will say it's a little weird if it's, like, they're kind of back-to-back next to each other on, like, a profile. But I wouldn't, and this is coming from somebody who's super insecure about stuff like that, so I wouldn't be affected by, like, a person I'm dating having their ex's pictures on there. But if it is pretty current, like, maybe delete the one that's, like, right there and it's, like, that just happened maybe, like, a month ago. I don't know. It might make you look bad if you have two girls on your feed, too, so.
Or put some buffers in there.
Yeah.
What if Lunchbox got into your phone and deleted pictures, though, like he said he'd want to do?
Oh, that's breakup. Like, you're just out. Move on.
Right. Done. So.
Well, then I'm out because I don't want you to stare at and be looking about another dude. How do I know you're not thinking about him if you're not scrolling? Why do you have
him in her phone, though? What's the difference in Instagram and having pictures on her phone?
Yeah, I need to take those out too.
Oh, yeah.
So this
get rid of the ex.
Eliminate all traces of the ex.
Yeah, let's say he has, like, your ex gave you a sweatshirt and it smells like him and you wear it. Is that okay? Absolutely not.
Okay, wait. Okay, this is going to date me a
little
bit.
Let's say he gave her a baby.
Get
rid of the baby.
Baby's different. Baby's okay, different. Good.
The baby looks like him.
Then smush his face.
I was trying to think of the last time I had a boyfriend where this was, like, an issue. Because when I dated, there wasn't, like, Facebook or Instagram. But I started dating this guy in college, and he had a serious girlfriend before me. And I went over, and in his room by his bed, he had a framed picture of them. And I went in, and I was like, huh. I mean, we've gone out, like, twice. They broke up a while ago. He still has a framed picture of them in his room.
Near his
bed.
But
you just said it's okay.
I didn't say it. I had to balance my crazy, Lunchbox. I had to, instead of being like, oh, why is there still a framed picture? I just, like, let it go, but it did bother me.
That's a bit different.
It is different, but it did bother me a little bit. But you know what? Patience. And once we went out, like, three or four times, we became official, that picture just suddenly disappeared. Mm-hmm. And it was, I didn't make it go
away. And then you
didn't
look crazy.
And then I didn't look crazy till later.
That's a whole different issue.
Whole different thing.
I would say in real life, though, there is limited space. There's a difference. On the internet, you put up 1,000 pictures, it's all the same.
Yeah.
And you don't look at your feed that often. If it's next to your bed, you look at it all the time.
Yeah, before you go to bed.
I would say there's a bit of a difference. It's a very intimate spot.
Yeah, I think
he
was, like, framed in there and he didn't.
Oh, I did that for a while. I don't even look at pictures that are framed.
Right.
And I would just leave, you know, ex-girlfriends forever.
But you know what? It was cool when I noticed it disappear and it was gone. I was like, well, looky here.
I guess we're official.
Bones, do you still have pictures of your exes on Instagram or did you delete those?
I haven't deleted anything.
And that's okay. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why nobody wants to date me.
Oh.
No, you have enough buffer. You haven't had a girlfriend in
2 years.
Yeah, you've got plenty of Stanley and other things.
Yeah. It's been 2 years. Crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is it, and that is the mailbag.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
Morgan, number two, if people want to send us an email, what do they do?
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Show. Okay, so what happened to you?
So me and Stevenson and Stashira, my kids, were in line at Chipotle. And there was a girl in front of us, I don't know, maybe high schoolish or something. And it was just her. We're right up in the Chipotle's where you go to the line and you order everything as you go. And right as she gets to the part where she's about to order her burrito or whatever, eight other girls come and get in line with her.
Like her friends.
Yeah. They all have bows. I think they were going to the same event. I don't know. And yeah, they all, I guess they were parking and, or she got there first and she's like, oh, okay. And they all ran in and then they ordered. And I'm not going to say anything. Like it's, to me, I'm not going to make a big deal about it. But my daughter, Stashira, she is sometimes loud and she was very confused by what was happening. And so she was like, what just happened? And I had to get her to be quiet. And I said, don't make a scene. Don't say things. She's like, but they weren't in line. And so we didn't make a deal of it. But I just kind of thought like, is that, should I say something? Or how can someone think that that's not, I've saved a spot before. I had to also think about myself and I was like, okay, there's been times where I've been in line and my husband's parking the car and then he'll come get in line. But that's one person. This is eight girls. And they're all very particular about what they were putting on their burrito.
Boy, I tell you.
It took a minute.
Somebody cutting in line.
Mm-hmm.
That really gets me. That's a complete, I have absolutely no respect for anyone that's been waiting. I would say the line etiquette is this. One person, it's okay.
Okay.
If you're there and you're holding a spot for you and your husband, fine. But for eight other people, they got to get in line in the back.
Mm-hmm.
No chance. Even one is tricky if they got a big order. If I'm in the airport and I'm at Starbucks and I've been in line for 15 minutes because it's just a brutal line at an airport Starbucks and someone's there and someone comes up, even like a couple person, like their other person comes up and makes a big crazy order separate, I'm like, ooh, it's borderline. But that's a no-go.
Yeah, it was like not cool, right?
It's not cool.
Yeah, but what can you do? I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to be that person.
Would you have
said,
Lunchbox, would you have said anything?
Oh, yeah, I would have said, no. If you want to hang out with your friends, you go to the back of the line.
So you would have asked her to go to the back.
She could stay there, but if she wants to be with her friends, all you girls ain't cutting me. There is no chance that's happening.
I think I would have said something too. I normally don't say anything, but talking in a movie and cutting in line, those are the most disrespectful things that you can do around me, like commonplace things. And I think I would have been like, hey guys, you didn't wait in line. You got to go to the back. I would have said something.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't know.
That many. One person I wouldn't have.
Right.
You get grace. One free pass. And after that, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Morgan, number two, you were this girl in line. This is actually your story. You brought all your friends and cut Amy. what happened there? What would you have thought if someone cuts in front of you?
I probably wouldn't have said anything. I would have just sat there and been irritated because I don't like uncomfortable situations. So I would have just been mad and in silence.
We all agree, though, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Eddie, agree it's wrong?
I mean, yes, it's wrong, but I'm a peacemaker. I'm like Amy and Morgan number two. Angry inside, but not say a thing.
That's how you get walked over in life. Got to stand up for yourself.
I would have said something, though. Okay, well, but we all agree that was wrong. That's not good line etiquette.
Yeah, so if you're listening, like, try to practice good line etiquette.
One person max. And if you put it in the same order. I would also say that you got to put it in the same order.
Oh, wow, not too complicated.
Oh, yeah. Which I'm glad you brought that up because these eight girls, they all paid separate. It wasn't like, maybe it made a little bit of sense if they were on one bill and they needed to order together. Oh, no, they each had their own little credit card.
Yeah. And their little credit cards, too.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Morgan number two has a question for us. It's happened in your life or someone else?
Happened in my life previously and in a lot of my friends' lives.
Okay, so you're coming to older brother and sister here.
Yep.
Okay, all right, hit it, Raymundo. Let's see what she got to say. What do 25-year-olds
care about? So it's kind of up for debate if this is considered emotional cheating because of Instagram now being such a big thing. Like, particularly in my situation, guys liking photos of risque, like, women.
Oh.
So, and do you feel like that's a bad thing to do when you're in a relationship? I guess that goes for guys and girls, but for me particularly, it's with guys, but.
So your ex-boyfriend was clicking on, like.
Oh, yeah. And there was, like, a fight that we had about it because I had done it, like, but I had done it, like, not intentionally with any thought of, like, something being wrong. I just was liking pictures out of habit.
Photo? We're talking in...
Yeah.
So you just clicked on a hot dude's picture.
Yes. Liked it.
And he got mad.
Yeah, he wasn't a fan of it. And in that reverse, I got mad when he would like risque pictures. So
what's this risque stuff? What is this like, word? What's a weird word?
Like girls in bikinis are almost nude,
or like when Miley Cyrus is like bent over on a couch with nothing on.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you cannot like that.
Yes. Yeah, some pretty like NSFW stuff. Like that's what we're talking about.
What is that? Does that mean not safe for work? Yeah. Okay.
But Instagram's got stuff. Everything's safe for work on Instagram.
No, no one's not.
Okay. So your question is it cheating?
Yeah, like is it emotional cheating or is it okay to do that when you're in a relationship?
Okay. I think we'll all hop in on this one. Amy, you go first.
I don't classify it as emotional cheating or any kind of cheating, but I don't like it. It's not okay. No. Like, I don't want to see that you've liked it. That's awkward. The only thing you need to be double tapping is just kidding.
Is you?
What? Whoa.
Are you going to say you? Or the...
Yeah, but then that sounded bad. Because you
You're meaning your picture.
You double tapped the photo.
But us guys went, uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So okay. Then after I said it, I was like, But I think that, no, I don't want you liking that. And if for them, they should be like, oh, my eyes. Like, God, girls, quit putting those on Instagram because I'm trying to just look at
you
my girl.
You think guys are going to see hot girls and go, oh, my eyes. Oh, my goodness.
Burning. Terrible.
Okay,
it's not cheating.
It's not.
It's not cheating. Cheating is, by the way, cheating is deception. Cheating is doing something without thinking the other person knows.
And if you like that, everybody knows you like it.
Yes. So it's not cheating. And, you know, it is what you guys have established in your relationship. If you and I were dating, I was like, I don't like it when you do that, but you still do that. Obviously, it's going to make me upset because it's like I've expressed to you that it bothers me when you do that, yet you continue to do that. So you must value that more than you value us and my feelings. So
valid.
Not a good thing if you've said, like, did you say to your ex, hey, I don't like it when you, like, you know.
Yeah, because I have some strong insecurities about, like, trust and people cheating on me. So, like, to me, that put front of mind, hey, you're probably doing something else.
But you'd liked a dude's picture before. Did he have a problem with it?
Yeah. And he did. And mine was just a little bit different because I had like a habitual problem of just liking things because I am a social media director.
You like every picture?
Yeah, that was my way of constantly.
I thought she really liked my pictures. I just now she's scrolling.
Not anymore. I really like stopped doing that because it just made me like be more aware of what I was liking. So.
Okay. So I'm going to say no, it's not cheating, obviously, because cheating is all about deception in anything. But if it's something that you have said, hey, it makes me uncomfortable, then you probably shouldn't. And if you do, you're going to face some sort of issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go no. Amy goes no. I go no. Lunchbox?
I don't see anything wrong with him liking a picture. People put pictures on Instagram because they want to show off beauty. They put on up a sunset. If you like it, it's the same thing as liking a chick on a couch. Whatever.
What? A sunset and like, you know, being all sprawled out.
No,
well,
it's just different.
But I would say that
art.
If you have a friend that, by the way, if you had a really bad experience at sunset, right? At some point, you're like, sunsets give me issues. Mm-hmm. Please don't like pictures of sunsets. And you had that conversation, yet they still like that sunset picture.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Right. I think Bobby's onto it. It's like if you've had the conversation, it's all about respect.
It's a picture. What is wrong with clicking a heart to give them confidence saying, hey, you're doing a good job?
Well, nothing's wrong with clicking a picture, but it's, again, how much do you value the feelings of the person that's asking you not to? And maybe you just think it's dumb when you do it anyway, and then that relationship breaks up. But no one thinks it's cheating. Why do people think it's cheating?
It's just a very gray area. I don't think it's cheating, but I do think it leads to some emotional cheating because most of the time in the situations that I know, these guys will start DMing girls, which to a point you shouldn't be doing in a relationship.
Okay, different if you're DMing because that's secret.
Well, the liking the pictures to me is like the start of it. That's where it begins.
It's a gateway drug.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's what like the whole gray area of all
in
this is.
In your mind.
We're not in. Oh, well, you're still dating. But like we didn't have to do that.
So what if a girl, he can't like any photo of hers or just a picture of her in a risque outfit?
Yeah, it's more the risky things. Like if he's liking girlfriends pictures and stuff, like it's not a big deal, but it's the really like, I don't even know.
It just sounds like the DMing's getting to you and you think that leads to the DMing.
I think so. I mean, again, look, I got lots of insecurities when it comes to trust. So for me, when I see something like that, I'm like, okay, there's probably more that's going to start coming with this if you're liking pictures of basically nude pictures of girls on Instagram.
Well, by the way, for those that aren't on Instagram, DMing is like the secret. It's called direct messaging. So you can send him a message that's not public. It's kind of a hidden message. And I DM a lot of people. It's not even about dating. I just have a bunch. Amy and I will DM. Eddie and I will DM.
Sure.
And just be like, oh, that's a funny story that you put up. And so the DMing is not really a thing unless you're
trying to slide in.
Into DMs, which means, and I've done that. I've slid. Mm-hmm. And most times
they don't reply.
Nobody cares. Yeah. They don't even see it or they don't care. But I think that it's fine unless otherwise stated. You can like anything you want on Instagram until someone that matters to you says it makes me uncomfortable, then you got to make that decision.
Yeah, and if you've expressed that and they have disregarded it, then that's where the issue is.
That shows you your worth in that relationship. It doesn't have to be about Instagram. It can be about, I don't like it when you say the number 3 out loud. And if you walk around going, 3, 3, 3, 3, well, then you must not care about my feelings because I don't like the number 3.
Yeah. Good example.
Okay.
Cheat. Raymundo, what do you think? Cheating or not cheating?
Well, I don't even know what pictures my chick likes. That's how little of a thing I think it is. I don't think it's cheating. I mean, a dude could be almost nude. If he's a friend of hers, I don't give a rip. You got to have confidence in your relationship. And now, the liking pictures means you looked at it. Would you rather he's just secretly looking at them? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that goes on too. What about stories? You do Instagram stories? I mean, is it his fault if he looks at, like, a girl's story and all of a sudden she's half naked in an Instagram story? Then that leads to that. It's just pictures. Who cares?
All right. We all feel like this was all secretly about no friend, just Morgan number 2, right? No friend, just, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what 25-year-old. Thank you, Morgan number 2.
Yep.
There she is. What do 25-year-olds care about? The Bobby Bones Show. That's going to do it for today. Let me encourage you to check out the John Party album released tonight. So his album actually comes out tomorrow, but I'm in New York and we're doing the show with him where he's playing some new songs and some old songs. So you can check out our Twitter, which is at Bobby Bones Show, and we'll be reposting the live stream, or you can listen on the radio. But that's what I'm doing. I'm doing stuff today with Purina and Service Dog Awareness Month, and then rolling right over into the John Party Show and ready to get back home. You know, on my Instagram, I always what I do now is I post boomerangs from watching The Office when I'm home. I'm like, this is my special place. When I get to post a boomerang watching The Office, I'm just in hotels so much.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to be home. But today's a good day. And on tomorrow's show, actually, John Party will be in studio doing an interview. So we'll be back in town tomorrow. But anyway, all that's good. You?
I interview Kristen Chenoweth today for my podcast.
Oh, that's
so
great.
I'm excited about that. And then,
well, look at you pulling in the big story. Between AJ McClain from the Backstreet Boys on mine and you with Hillary Scott and Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah.
Dang, baller.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get her?
Yeah, I don't really know for sure. I think something through iHeart. Like,
but who reached? That's
Elizabeth,
cool.
Elizabeth, I think. It was like a whole thing. So then tonight is that party. I don't know if we can talk about it yet, but the party tonight. I don't know. We'll talk about it tomorrow,
you guys,
I guess.
Ever seen Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah.
I haven't. It's like what is that? I don't. Wait, what is that?
The Tom Cruise movie?
What's that?
I mean, that's a swingers party. I'm just kidding.
They all wear masks, Amy?
Yeah, they all. No, this is.
Okay, not that kind of party.
Amy got an award, sort of. It's something we've been hinting about.
Yeah, you still haven't told us.
Well, so I got in the past, Amy's getting it. Well, that's all. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Morgan number 2 and Hillary are going to come with me.
Oh, good.
So it's girls' night.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out. Bye-bye, everybody. Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on.